Martin's Man Cave is back, still with former AFP General Victor Corpus. Doon po tayo natapos sa pag-surrender nyo na noong 1976. Can you tell us briefly what happened between 1976 until 1987?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nag-surrender ako noong 1976. I was detained together with my wife dahil nauna nang nakadetain yung wife ko ng 3 years doon sa Military Security Unit or MSU ng Philippine Army. That's the parang doon nako-confine yung mga select detainees. Mm-hmm. Like Ninoy Aquino, like Dante Buscaino, like John Masison. Mm-hmm. So doon ako sinama. And pinagsama kami nung misis ko. Mm-hmm. Okay. And in 1977, we were tried by the Military Tribunal, Military Commission Number 1. And was eventually sentenced to death by musketry.
Sino-sino kayo?
Ang kasama kong na-sentenced to death is Ninoy Aquino and Bernabe Buscaino, mm-hmm, alias Commander Dante.
Tatlo kayo? Kasama yung asawa nyo?
Hindi.
Tatlo lang kami.
Mm-hmm. So, we were detained. Si Ninoy Aquino sa isang selda, sa isang compound. Ako naman sa ibang compound. Si Dante sa Crame yata siya dinala. Mm-hmm. And yung nagkasakit si Ninoy, pinadala, pinagamot sa Amerika. Mm-hmm. And nung gusto na niyang bumalik, sinasabihan siya, wag nang bumalik. Mm-hmm. Diyan ka na lang. But he was insistent. In my opinion, they do not want him to come back dahil if there will be an election and Ninoy runs, he might win the election and balikan naman sila. Mm-hmm. Yan ang aking analysis na kaya ayaw nila pabalikin si Ninoy. Mm-hmm. But when Ninoy insisted on coming back, the Supreme Court at the time, headed by Justice Fernando, affirmed our death sentence. That was 1 week before Ninoy Aquino returned. Siguro to convince him to...
Not to return.
Not to return. Or else...
He'll be shot.
You will be shot legally. Mm-hmm. Legal. Mm-hmm. So, kinabahan ako noon dahil sabi ko, naku, mukhang they will get rid of Ninoy the legal way. Mm-hmm. And damay kami doon.
Hindi Buscaino.
Di ba? Mm-hmm. So, doon talaga ako kinabahan. Dahil mukhang ito yung plano na kung magpipilit si Ninoy na babalik, they might get rid of him through legal means. And palagay ko kung ganun ang nangyari, hindi nangyari yung EDSA. Mm-hmm. Dahil may legal basis eh. Mm-hmm. Although alam natin na lutong Macau yung trial. Mm-hmm. But siguro may ibang mga nagplano na tinira na lang siya sa tarmac.
Mm-hmm.
So, nangyari yung EDSA. Nakalimutan na yung death sentence namin dahil patay na si Ninoy.
Mm-hmm.
And after the EDSA, pinawalan na kami.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yung mga rebel soldiers at that time,
nabigyan ng amnesty ni Tita Cory.
Oh, nabigyan kami ng amnesty.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos nag-party yung ram sa bahay na sabi nila na, oh, si Corpus naman ang unang rebel soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Bakit hindi natin tanggapin uli pabalik sa armed forces? So, gumawa ng petition yung mga classmates ko to Cory, address to President Cory to accept me back in the service. Tinanggap naman. So, na-assign ako sa J3. Kasi Combat Research, Chief of Combat Research sa Operations Division ng Armed Forces. Doon namin drain out yung campaign plan Lambat Bitag na base doon sa aking libro of Silent War.
Yung ginagamit ngayon.
Yung ginamit nung panahon na yon.
Mm-hmm.
Na naging very successful.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, nagkaroon ng mga series of coup d'etat.
Mm-hmm.
Na-involve ako doon dahil inimbita ko doon sa special study group that is headed by Gringo Onasan doon sa SND.
Mm-hmm.
Pero hindi ako sumang-ayon doon sa kanilang planong maglunsad ng coup laban kay Cory. That was yung God Save the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got out of that group, informed si SND Ramos doon, at saka si De Villa, na chief of staff, about the plan. So, we opposed yung God Save the Queen. So, napalaban uli ako doon sa grupo ng ng Ram.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that.
So fast forward, you retired as the ESAP chief under President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo. And looking back to what happened to your life, you opposed the government, you went back to government, and in the process you were given the amnesty by Cory Aquino, you were able to go back to service. And you retired as an AFP general, Brigadier General.
Brigadier General.
Mm-hmm. Napakaswerte niyo po dahil napakadami rin. Hindi pa madami, pero meron pong dalawa o tatlo o apat na mga sundalo din, o mas marami na naging rebelde, pero they weren't able to go back to service and become generals or earn that star on the shoulder. Kayo, napakaswerte niyo po. At the same time, you were able to extensively study, no, abroad. You were able to go to Harvard University and take up your master's in public administration and write your books. Ano po yung mga natutunan nyo during the past decades na masasabi nyo ngayon na sana itong chapter ng buhay na to, hindi na nangyari to? Or meron bang chapter sa buhay nyo na kung ulitin lang, hindi nyo gagawin yung chapter lang na yun?
Yung lesson na, yung overall, no? Yung lesson na natutunan ko sa aking mga experience. Kung gusto natin ng tunay na pagbabago, pwede natin makamit itong mga necessary reforms sa society. Not necessarily using armed struggle. Kasi yung experience ko sa armed struggle, ayun nga, na ang daming nagbuwis ng buhay, ang daming mga kasama na very sincere, very capable. Meron pa dyan mga magna cum laude, mga cum laude sa UP, sa mga matataas na kwan. Na, pero nasayang yung kanilang
kinabukasan.
Kinabukasan, nasayang yung mga buhay. Pero anong nakamit? Wala pa rin pagbabago, wala pa rin pag-unlad yung ating bayan. Ganun pa rin ang social inequality sa ating society. May mga paraan palagay ko na pwedeng makamit ang ating ninanasang pagbabago, hindi sa pamamaraan ng paggamit ng dahas. Katulad ng ginagawa namin ngayon sa renewable energy, pagka naging tagumpay yung aming ginagawa, it will eventually change the face of Philippine society.
That renewable energy that you have, and just to give people a slight hint of what it is, that is one element in our Mother Earth that we can turn into energy that has not been used yet. So, abangan nila kung ano yun.
Yeah.
Because we will discuss that project in another podcast called Bonfire Discussions. At the same time, busy rin kayo sa inyong sinusulat na military and economic and social theory about the West Philippine Sea, the South China Sea, and why China is doing this.
Yeah.
Can you give our audience just a slight synopsis?
Synopsis? Okay. Yung nangyayari sa West Philippine Sea, yung issue na yan, is very critical, very pivotal to the future of this country. It can either, yung tamang decision natin dyan, can either bring us to peace and prosperity in the future or forever consign us into the dustbin in history. Ganong kahalaga yung issue na yan. Sa ngayon, ang tingin ko dun sa pag-handle ng mga issue sa West Philippine Sea, ay matinding kakulangan ng mas malayo at mas malawak na pananaw. At kung hindi natin makita yung lahat ng repercussions ng ating ginagawa, at na magkamali tayo, mahirap nang mabago ng mga future generations yung magiging destiny ng ating bansa. Bakit ko nasabi yan? Dapat mapag-aralan natin yung mga trends sa mundo. Ano ang trend sa Amerika? Ano ang trend sa China? Saan patungo ang Amerika at ang China? Yung isa pabagsak, yung isa pataas. Baka ang makapitan natin yung pabagsak, lulubog tayo kasama ng pabagsak. Kung mali yung ating choice. At malalaman lang natin yan sa isang sa malalimang pagsusuri ng mga kasulukuyang nangyayari sa ating mundo.
Let me cut you there. This is encapsulated in a journal, in an article, in a white paper that you wrote, The Heartland Theory, and you were able to elaborate the Heartland Theory. Tapos, i-explain din natin yan, pag-uusapan natin yan in another podcast discussion there in Bonfire Discussions. Lastly, sir, yung kamote, ganun pa rin. No, siyam pa rin ang dun sa hasyendero at isang kamote lang para sa uring manggagawa. Yung ipinaglaban mo noong 1969 at noong 1970 kayo umanib sa mga komunista. Ngayon, ganun pa rin.
Hindi lang ngayon, ganun pa rin. Baka lumala pa yung social inequality. Katulad na nangyari sa Amerika. Yung 1% enjoys everything. Yung 99% walang naiwan.
Thank you so much for your time, General Victor Corpus. And thank you so much for sharing your story, your life story, and Martin's Man Cave, the life cast here in podcast.ph. Sana po ay huwag kayong manawa sa amin, sir. Mabuhay po kayo.
Maraming din salamat na naimbitahan ninyo ako dito, Martin. And mabuhay kayo.
And this is the 80th podcast of Martin's Man Cave. Maraming salamat. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see you in one of our platforms, either podcast.ph, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podomatic, and you can also download us on iTunes or YouTube or www.podcast.ph. Thank you.
This podcast.ph presentation is supported by Martin Andanar's Homecast Studio and audio.ph.